Good morning to all of you. Beautiful day. Amen. I heard that announcement that I've been preaching for 50 years. Yeah. If you have been a long-term Baptist, you will know the truth of this. You all are my reward for being a Baptist preacher all these years. So I am so thankful to get to see the things we do, to get to baptize people, to see people pray, to see new life. It is just an absolute joy. So I'm very thankful for that. I've got Donnie and Chris Smith. Donnie Moat and Chris Smith. Here's Chris coming along the side. There's Donnie Moat from the front row. Amen. Come here, my friend.
That's right.
That's right. You all, a lot of you don't know Chris, some of you do, but you'll be hearing him at another chance. I just want to say, I've had a chance, because they rehearse on Tuesday nights, and I'm up here on Tuesday, I've been around him. He is one of the neatest, godliest, good-spirited man that I've run across in a long time. So we're thankful you're here. And Donnie's going to tell us a second about another chance, now that I gave him a warning after the first service.
Okay, so another chance. Our passage here at Maywood is to get everybody that has their own little talents and use them to get people here to find Jesus. And so we basically put a bunch of people together to create this event. It's a concert on Friday, April 27th. It starts at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a preacher. Mike Sanders, his dream is to be an evangelist, so we're going to let him get up here and preach. He's going to spit the word. Christian Fly is one of the performers. Christina Johnson, Trinae Baker, me, and Barbie Daniels is going to say another poem. And Mike Hipple is going to be in charge of the after party. He's putting together all the food and everything for everybody to have free food afterwards.
That means you all eat before you come.
Yeah. So it's really exciting. We're looking forward to it.
All righty. So we are looking forward to that. Today is Palm Sunday. Did you all know that? Palm Sunday. And on Palm Sunday, people came walking as Jesus rode it was actually a donkey or a royal mule. And he was fulfilling prophecy out of the book of Zechariah. That's a nifty little piece. If you ever get on a trivial game, you'll know that piece of information. But people sang, and it's possible that they sang this. And it's also possible that Jesus, as Jake has really well pointed out, it's very possible that Jesus prayed the Psalms that we've been covering the last few weeks. So here's a very short one. It says, "Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you people. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Excuse me. Praise the Lord." And so here's a chance for us just to think, praise the Lord. And, you know, I thought of the crowd. What an interesting crowd. And, you know, the uptight church folks didn't like the crowd and how they were doing it. You can read that in the Bible. And but the crowd, they praised the Lord. The Bible says if they don't praise the Lord, the rocks are going to cry out. So we're going to do some praising the Lord today. A couple weeks ago, Jake preached a sermon, and he asked us to stick up our thumb. Y'all remember that? Stick up your thumb? Good. All right. Check it out. So, and he said, on your thumb, think about something great about God. And so, here's what came to my mind. One of the things that just absolutely thrills me is God's love for people. And I get up every day thanking God for how he loves people. And how his presence in a person's life makes them different. When Jesus comes into somebody, I was telling this to Kirsten a minute ago, up as she was getting ready to be baptized. He puts his spirit in us. He takes out our old self-centered, hard heart. She doesn't have one of those, I don't think, but her mom might say something. But he took out my old self-centered, hard heart. And replaced it with his Holy Spirit. That's what he does, because he loves us. And he wants us to have the best life possible. So I thought I'd talk to Chris about this. Chris, how did you find out that God loves you?
Through a bunch of trial and error, I found out God loved me in my deepest, most weakest points in my life. when I was a thief, a liar, a criminal, you know, where I was lost and didn't understand or want to have a relationship with God. That's when I realized he loved me the most, because like I say, I bear witness, if you come near to God, he will come near to you. Because I mean, I tried a lot of things in the streets, trying to fill the void permanently, but they only gave me a temporary shutdown. But through the love of God, it's been permanently vanished away. It's like the more I pray about things and believe and just keep praising through it, the more his love comes and breaking all the bonds and chains that I need to become a better child of God.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Chris lives down in Kansas City, so he doesn't have transportation, so he goes to a different church. But we are thrilled you're here, and
I'm glad
to be your friend. Chris has a song, and so Donnie and I are going to back up, and we're going to turn you loose. You let God do whatever he wants to do with you, all right?
Yes, be ready. Indeed.
And by y'all know, my name is Christian Fly, and I'm part of Celebration Christian Retreat and Worship Center, and it's a church out of Southeast Community Center in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm ready. And the Bible say in John 3:16 that God for so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever shall believe it in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's keeping it 100. That's keeping it 100. That's keeping it 100. This is Christian hip hop. Ay, I too used to think it was me against the world, until I realized the magnitude of what God did when he crucified his only begotten son. And how can I forget the covenant in the sky that the sun brings out when the rain is done, or what he did for David when he was faced with Goliath, not to mention Sodom and Gomorrah. Failing to turn from their wicked ways. God is a loving God, but God sure don't play. And as we approach these final days, I hope you understand the urgency to repent, staying prayed up, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And just because I love you doesn't mean that you're going to be a part of every level of my divine plan, especially if you're not serving the Lord or listening to what God is saying. I know it hurts, but we love because he loved us first. And it isn't a person that I love more than Jesus walking God's green earth. And I too once found it easier blaming God for my hard times and how people died, instead of facing how many lives was lost because I didn't deny myself and pick up my cross. For God so loved the world, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. That he gave his only begotten son. That's keeping it 100. For God so loved the world, for God so loved the world, for God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. That he gave his only begotten son. This is Christian hip hop. Who is that overcoming the odds? Only the one who believed that Jesus is the son of God. 1 John 5:5. With Hebrews 6:15 twinkling in their eyes. Because the scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin. So the life I now live in the body, I now live through my faith in the Son of God, who loved me enough to be crucified for the purification of my sins, not his. That's why I thank God for Jesus and that my Lord forgives. Or I wouldn't be able to let these rivers of living water flow from within. Good shit from Romans 10:9-10. I flow for the men, women, and children that's stuck in the wilderness, still praising God as they fight for their deliverance. Because everyone born of God overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4. As long as they keep in mind, Corinthians 4:5. Grinded by trusting in the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. Hey.
That's right.
Hey. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. That he gave his only begotten son. That's keeping it 100. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. That he gave his only begotten son. This is Christian hip hop.
See, when we talk, see, when the scriptures speak about for God so loved the world, see, it's easy to look in the mirror and get caught up on the problems that we facing. Oh, my car broke down. I ain't got a way to work. Oh, my kids were disobedient. Well, let me tell you something. When God for so loved the world, he gave his son a criminal death. He didn't give him an ordinary death. He died a criminal death. During this time period, these 2 weeks that's coming up that leads us to Easter, his son walked with a cross on his back, getting spit on, getting rocks and stones thrown at. He was whipped. He had a crown of thorns forced down his head so that you who struggle with drug abuse, you who struggle with a broken marriage, you who struggle with a broken ministry, you who struggle with being molested, all these problems, you who struggle with criminals, he died so that we can, when every time we call on his name, not one time, not two times, not three times, but seven times, you call on his name, he going to lift you up. So when you look in the mirror and you get to crying or feeling worried about your problems, look in the mirror and think about what God did when he so loved the world. And then I promise you, them promises will be absolute because there is power in Jesus' name.
That's right. Daddy, Daddy. That's right.
Christian Fly.
There you go. Amen. Jake pushes us, and I appreciate that he pushes us on Sunday morning. So he doesn't want church to be entertainment. He doesn't want it to be fellowship. He wants it to be a time where you hear what he says, and you then say, okay, God, you love me. How can I get in connection with your love? And so my encouragement to you is, all right, Lord, I'm here today. How can I get in contact with your love, your transforming love, to make my life different? And so if you're here today and that is your need, to be in contact with his love, and you maybe don't know how to pray. My first time in church, I didn't have a clue how to pray either. And I prayed this, God, you can have my life. That's all I knew to say. I didn't know any of the fancy words that we preachers use. That's all it took, though. He took my life and literally changed it from that day to today. And I encourage you to do that. I also encourage you today that if you already know the love of God, then ask, how can I be loving? If that is God's nature, how can I be loving? What is the most loving thing you can do today? Have you ever thought about that? How can I do the most loving things today to my family, to my friends, to my work associates? How can I do that? All right? So Jake would have you write that down. I'm not going to do that right now, but you could write it down and do it anyway. All right? So it was last week that Jake gave us this challenge. Oop, have to push the right button for this challenge. It says, I love the Lord for he. Y'all remember filling that out last week? So I love the Lord for he transforms our lives. And that happens to be one of the greatest joys of my life. I'm like a cheerleader. I'm kind of a big cheerleader, but I'm like a cheerleader. And the happiest thing in my life is to see people make it. On the other hand, the saddest thing in my life is when people don't make it. But I absolutely love it when people make it, when their lives are changed, when they become new. I'm just one of those guys. It absolutely thrills my heart to see it happen. And the way that people make it is by being connected with the Lord and then by agreeing with him. Okay, so it is, God, I give you my life, but not halfway. Obedience, amen. Lord, I give you my life all the way. I surrender to you. I yield to you. And so I'm going to ask Donnie to talk a little bit about transformation. How in the world has God worked in your life?
How much time have we got left?
Look at the clock.
Wow. Okay, so 2 years ago, I never had a job. For real, other than like doing manual labor stuff for $10 an hour here or there. Never worked in an actual by the hour, get paid, clock in type. Because I guess fear of actually, you know, going to work every day and becoming a man was something that they weighed on me. Because I was one of those guys as a kid who looked at Christianity as weak. Like, you know, I don't want to be a Christian because I was afraid it was going to be, I would be soft, blah, 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 blah. So when I became a Christian, I realized how soft I was before I became a Christian. You know, I was scared to do everything. You know, I didn't want to fail. I didn't want anybody to know I was failing. I walked around like, don't mess with me, don't talk to me, because I was scared you would realize how soft and weak I really was. So now that I got God, it gives me this confidence and this ability to do anything. I don't have any fears of anything anymore. It's like I got a job working at Toys R Us way out in Lee Summit last year. At this time, I was going like 4 o'clock in the morning. Horrible, man. I had to get up 4 a.m, go there, slave for like, I don't know. But it was like I went to work and you had to do everything by quota and they paid you nothing. But I did it. I did it with a smile on my face. So this year, I work for another company I'm managing that company now. I'm like, not the whole company, but it's half. Like, I got the job, and Scott Stoner was like, dude, you're going to take over this. Watch. I'm like, whatever, man. I'm just working. And more than 6 months later, I took over it. It was because of doing the next right thing in front of me, done, going to work with a smile on my face. When they asked me to do something, I did it. And no fear, you know. I was like, all right, I'll do it. And they're like, you can? I was like, yeah, I'll get it done. And that's what I did. So, I really didn't know if I was going to be able to do it or not. I just told them, I'll do it. I'll get it done.
Yeah. Amen. And so, I just want to say, it's just, I love watching. Donnie and I spend a lot of time together, and I feel very connected to him, deep friendship, and I love seeing what God is doing in your life. A couple years ago, amen.
You play a big part of it, Bob.
Yeah.
This is 50 years of wisdom.
There you go. A few years ago, we weren't that connected, but God has different plans. And God literally takes out one heart and he puts in his spirit. You need to hear that. The hope of the Bible is that God changes lives. I remember sharing that with a small group as a dinner group. And there was a guy in there who was a pretty rough fella. And he came up to me and I said, I still remember the day. He said, will God really give me a new heart? And the answer is yes, he will. Today, he will give you a new heart. You need to have hope for that. And how do you get it? You ask for it. Real simple. The greatest thing God wants to do is to give you a new life. And if you respond to it, he'll give it to you. Okay? And once he gives it to you, then just keep walking with him. Did you hear Donnie say, do the next right thing? That's a key. The next right thing. I add my little thing to it. Do the next right thing led by the Holy Spirit. If you are humble enough to let the Spirit of God to lead you, okay? If you're humble enough, he can do anything in your life he wants to. Think about that. I once heard a guy say, if you have your hand open, God can put anything in your hand he wants to put, and he can take anything out of your hand he wants to take. And so I so encourage you to let him transform you. Let his love come into your life. Get hope for that. I mean, it is the greatest gift God has to give you. Let him put in you what he wants. And then let him take out to bless other people what he wants. And you'll be like Donnie. And
waking up with a smile on your face.
You got it. Amen. All right. So that's my part of the sermon. But Donnie's going to end us up with a song. And amen.
It ain't gonna be like his.
There you go. Go for it, man.
All right.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, woo, hallelujah. And it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, you can't choose it. You can lose it. Oh, there ain't nothing else.
face. I'm a true example of a father's amazing grace. I was hitting the bottom, didn't know I could stop. So I kept on digging, kept chiseling rock, living in self-will. I was out of control. I was almost dead before I finally let go, before I finally surrendered. And I hit my knees, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for rescuing me. Now I know His love is all that I will ever need. There ain't nobody to ever come and take it from me. So grab your hands out of me, take your mind to God's feet. Let the Spirit take control, let the Spirit carry you. This is all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need. This is all you'll ever need. Woo! I got an older squat singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. I got an altar choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing, cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
What's wrong? Thank you, Jesus.
All right. I don't know what it was like with a wonderful processional as Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, but it might have been like that. Now, don't forget that same crowd was saying, crucify him, about 5 days later. So we all behave this week. Fair enough? So the exit right here is the door you want to take to go down to the fellowship hall to eat some of Todd Myers. It's Meyer, not Myers. Todd Myers chili. It is gourmet, excellent perfection. Get some of that, and then Jake is going to give you directions about the flyer distribution. It'll take about 30 minutes to eat and about 45 minutes to pass out flyers. You've got time, and God's going to be glorified. So God bless us, we pray. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Chris. Thank you for Donnie. Thank you for a big crowd of folks who love you and want to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you.